And you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. There are still a lot of unanswered questions in the sexual assault case against State Senator Norman McAllister. One of them has to do with the role of the press and the role of prosecutors. Prosecutors in the case have subpoenaed staffers at 7 days for their notes about the case, and the paper is contesting those in court. And full disclosure, prosecutors have also made an inquiry with VPR about our reporting, though we have not been subpoenaed. So what kind of protections do Vermont journalists have against being forced to testify in court or to reveal a confidential source? To find out, we're talking today with Mike Donahue. He was a reporter at the Burlington Free Press for 47 years. He's also the head of the Vermont Press Association. Mike, welcome back to VPR.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Help us understand why attorneys would subpoena journalists for notes and sources in a story instead of getting information from some other places. Let's start really basic.
You know, they figure that it's the quickest way is just to go ask the reporter for their notes. I mean, prosecutors, defense lawyers, both sides have often tried to get reporters' notes, and they just figure that'll save them a lot of steps because they've already done all the interviews.
So let me play devil's advocate. As the executive director of the Vermont Press Association, I imagine you're in favor of greater protections for journalists. What potential harm is there in forcing reporters to turn over notes as evidence in the case, the same way that a court could make any citizen do this? I mean, why should reporters have an exception here?
There's a constitutional protection of the First Amendment. And so reporters don't want to be an arm of the law. And that's what happens when you get a subpoena. Sources will dry up for reporters as soon as you start talking about what may have been told to you privately, on the record, off the record. You didn't choose to use it in the story, but, you know, you may know additional details. Let the police go out, do those same interviews with the same people.
Mike, I gather in your long career in Vermont journalism, you've had a number of subpoenas filed with you.
I think it was like 18, and some asked just for me to come down and testify. Some asked for my testimony and my notes. One asked for a photograph I had taken also in addition. So, I mean, they can ask you to bring down anything that you have. Fortunately, the judges knew what the law was at the time in Vermont. There's a case stemming from a 1973 drug raid in Rutland County where, for the most part, it used to be the information had to go toward guilt or innocence of the party, and the information cannot be obtained anywhere else.
The big question is, if I'm a Vermont reporter who gets subpoenaed for unpublished notes, or in our case, an unused tape recording, or to give up a source, is that Supreme Court case you're talking about the only protection that I would have in Vermont state law?
Well, there is no shield law in Vermont. And I think at last count, I think there were 39 states that have actually created what are called shield laws that, in addition to any constitutional protection, any common law, it essentially would allow you to withhold the information under the shield law.
Are there any cases that you recall of Vermont reporters getting fined or sent to jail for refusing to obey a subpoena?
Well, John Gladding, the WCX reporter back in 1973, at the trial court level, the judge had ordered him to testify, and there was a threat of going to jail. The judge had not, as I recall, had not actually said what was going to happen. There was an appeal allowed to the Vermont Supreme Court to see whether that ruling was valid or not. They overturned it, essentially. So he did not have to go to jail or anything.
What kind of protections would you hope for Vermont journalists if you could wave a magic wand and have the laws change in the state? What would you look for as someone who advocates for the press?
It would be perfect to have a shield law as backup to the Constitution, I think. The problem with shield laws is how do you define what a journalist is? Okay, everybody can probably agree newspapers are covered by the shield law. What about magazines? What about TV? What about radio? Are we talking commercial radio and TV? What about private or public television, public radio? You know, are they covered? There's so many different things online. So when you try to define who is a journalist and who's protected under the shield law, there's been just some problems in some states defining who is a journalist.
Mike Donahue is a veteran Vermont reporter. He's also the executive director of the Vermont Press Association, and he teaches journalism at St. Michael's College. Mike, thanks for stopping by.
No problem. Thanks again.